What's up, everyone? How you all doing? This is your boy Web the PC One with a little mini podcast, and want to talk about adjusting one's life and how that would look. My background for my life was this. I've always been interested in everything. I have one of those minds that constantly wants to learn about everything all the time, and I can't stop. And it's a beauty and a curse. You know, now that I'm, 40 years old, and I kind of, I've seen how the analog has switched to the digital age and everything, just from one area of life to another, that we're here now in the present in 2018, I can appreciate all of it. But at the same time, I realize that what I was doing for an original paradigm shift in technology hasn't happened yet. And there's a very real possibility that that ship may have already been sailed. So I have to readjust again. So now I'm working in a field which I really kind of enjoy. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy being myself. I enjoy learning the fact that I have a lot of things to learn, and that I'm excited about, being in a position to try and provide hope to people that don't have a lot of hope. And I enjoy that about myself. And what's funny is this, it's like I'm always lured by the possibility of making a lot of money. I think I will always be that way. I'm always drawn towards, is the grass greener on the other side kind of a thing. I've always been that way. I've always talked about money. I've always talked about ways to go ahead and manage finances on a $10 an hour budget, of which in a different podcast I will be speaking about how to go ahead and properly manage a flex loan or a line of credit, as it's called. And it's important because I have a lot of my friends that are at the $10 an hour to, $11, $12 an hour level, and they're still struggling to make ends meet. And I have ways and means to, show people, or at least describe to people, on how they don't have to live that way anymore. My future plans are to go ahead and come up with some video editing software and some video cameras to try and talk about how to live comfortably on a $10 an hour budget and not have to get a second job. It's important that we have different avenues to go ahead and manage our finances because, when it comes right down to it, our time is our most precious commodity. And if we're able to go and spend it properly with trying to go ahead and find ways and means to, achieve those moments where the money is too short and the week is too long, then we can make it. Then we have some type of tangible hope to move forward with leading a good life, where it obviously starts with our health. Like I discussed in the previous podcast about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Once we have that taken care of, then we can take care of our health, our home life, our love life, our eventual self-esteem, and then eventually we will come to a moment where we can self-actualize, and that's what this whole thing is all about. These podcasts for me are to go ahead and remind me that I am someone, that I am moving forward in life, that I'm excited about life, that I look forward to go ahead and making a difference, and the fact that I have the tools in front of me in order to go ahead and make that difference. This is a very exciting time for me because I never thought, first of all, that I would be speaking in a podcast. And second of all, I never thought that I would be clean, without the use of any mood or mind-altering drugs while doing it. And on top of even all of that, to feel confident knowing that I have the capability to do all of this and enjoy it. I like talking to you guys. I like connecting with you all. I like letting you know that my life is improving. And thank you to the makers of the Anchor app, just first and foremost, for giving me this platform for me to express me to you. It really is important to me. I've had a lot of new followers as of late. Of course, I thank you all. A lot of them are from Turkey, from Istanbul. I'm going to be eventually buying a Rosetta Stone Learn Turkish, so eventually I can start speaking to you and connecting some of you all in the Turkish language, something I thought I would never do. when I started this podcast, it was actually geared towards, you know, more of an electronic waste type, I guess, directive. And it's more, what's emerging is more of the daily documentary type, I guess, format, so to say. So, you know, I want to just check in real quick, let you all know that I'm coming up with more actionable content to help you all manage your finances for the $10 and $11 an hour economy out there. I know that's kind of the world that we live in. And if we're able to responsibly spend our money within a situation where we can keep our job, manage a flex loan or a line of credit, and are able to go ahead and pay it off responsibly every 2 weeks within a payday situation, like pay it off every 2 weeks, we will then have the money to go ahead and overcome the interim part. It can be enough to where, you know, we can go ahead and have this type of setup that could sustain us potentially through college. You know, and of course I'll be detailing those moments, you know, as I come along. Well, just to check in also real quick, I am I'm about to graduate. I'm going to be getting my associate's degree, and then eventually I'll be going to a university to study psychology. So the whole thing is the fact that I stay persistent. I try and find ways to go ahead and address my finances, to not overextend myself, but to extend myself enough to make it sustainable. And once I practice that enough within my life, I can eventually have a pathway where I can walk comfortably and with dignity to achieve my goals, which is what this whole thing is all about. Having this podcast for me is making a self-actualization leap, which I really enjoy. And once again, I appreciate all of my followers. A quick shout out to Angie Ray Productions and all the followers that have joined in me from Turkey. And I really appreciate all of you. I look forward to coming up with more content in the future and expanding my channel. I will eventually be going on to the Twitch app and creating a interactive show there as well too. One weird thing about me is that I am not a gamer, but I will learn how to game. I'm gonna really get it for that. Anyways, I just want to just check in real quick, let you all know that I've been thinking about the podcast, how to try and improve it, how to improve myself, how to deploy self-awareness. And when I get some good information about electronic waste, of course, I will share it with you. I think my next eventual little project will be to read, I guess, just out of like a doctoral dissertation about electronic waste or something like that. And just try and, of course, expand knowledge in the ways which I see fit. I want to address the largest growing trash problem in the world. I want to deploy self-awareness, and I want to produce a daily documentary, which I have been doing daily here on the Anchor app. That should take care of everything for now. Once again, my name is Web the PC1. You can follow me at Web the PC1 on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. And of course, I'll eventually be coming up with a Facebook page as well too, and all of that stuff. Okay. Thank you once again for listening. I'll be producing more content. I'll try and keep the whole thing going. And I'll let you know when to make more achievements. Once again, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. This is Web the PC1 signing out. Bye-bye.